Dallas Cowboys official pregame show. I'm Mike Fisher, your trusty and trusted reporter. We'll make this quick, powerful, factual, informative, and entertaining. We'll do it driven by Hendrick BMW of McKinney and Honda Cars of McKinney. And by your sheer presence, 77,000 fish heads in Cowboy Nation can't be wrong. By the way, in answer to many of your questions, yeah, we're a multifaceted Sugar Fish Incorporated. And so Substack, we're still rolling. And that's in-depth, long form, and it's grand. CowboysRoundtable.com. It's a chance for me to give the 75-member staff all kinds of elbow room. So I think today, I mean, you talk about a blade of grass. I think we have 12 stories up today at CowboysRoundtable.com. If somebody sneezes, we write a story about it, and we explain the nature of the sneeze. That's why I'm inviting you. Yeah, and then, of course, what we do here, the Cowboys Fish Report. So multifaceted across all platforms, except radio. I'm about sick of radio. So get in, get on, be good, and away we go. I've got five ways to win this thing. Cowboys, just do these five things. But first, the inactives, and it's a really important list tonight. For Detroit, the important thing is Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's playing. And everybody in Detroit's, there's video of him doing pregame workout, and he looks good. He looks regular. So, oh, well, good try. And I don't blame him in Detroit. I mean, they really are in a must-win, even more than the Cowboys, a must-win situation. So if you can walk, you play, and their great receiver, Amon-Ra, is going to do it. But Clowney's not going to do it, the Cowboy inactives. And he gave it a try, just couldn't pull it off. Clowney, Guyton, Blue, Toya, Sir Perrion Winfrey, sir, and Jalen Tolbert is inactive. Diddly diddly dink. Wow. He's kind of sunk from being the number three guy to being, yeah, way down there. Now, here's five ways to win this thing. Five things to do. Shoddy quote. He says, don't get caught up in the records. 6-5-1 versus 7-5. I know a lot of people look at those things. He goes, I don't look at that stuff the way some people do. So what stuff do we look at? Fish is five. That's what we look at. And away we go. Must do number one. You got to slow Gibbs and the splash play run game. They're not the same team as they were last season, the Lions on offense. They really aren't. Offensive line injuries being a part of that. But in select games this year, they've run for 177, 224, 164, 226, 237. And the thing that they do best is Gibbs, whoosh. Schottenheimer kind of sent out a warning this week. I've seen Gibbs go 70 yards in a millisecond. So don't tell me about their offensive struggles. Can't let it happen here. If he and Montgomery want to plow for yardage, then let them plow for yardage. But giving up 65-yard runs can't happen here. As it happens, Cow, C-O-W, Kenny Clark, Osa, and Quinnen Williams, there's a trend here. Before week 11, Dallas was 29th against the run in the NFL. Sixth then, they're fourth best against the run in the NFL. That's real. The other reason this is important is the lack of weapons that Jared Goff has in the passing attack. We're going to assume that Amon-Ra is going to limp around a little bit. But otherwise, they don't have their tight ends. We'll see. I think Sam LaPorta is a standout player, and they don't have him. Take Gibbs' big play ability away. Force some of the lesser knowns to beat you. Force them to plow their way down the field. Make it be an 11-play drive. If Gibbs is successful, 4 yards here and 2 yards. Okay, 11-play drive. Okay. Don't let them have a 65-yard touchdown run. And then combine that with Big Q and his NFL-high 20 quarterback pressure since joining the Cowboys. Then you bully Goff. Item two, continue the Dak-led third down dominance. This is sneaky good. Dallas currently ranks fifth in the NFL in third down conversions. And that's playoff stuff. I was going to say championship stuff, but I'll tap the brakes a little bit. That's playoff stuff. Top five team in third down conversions. That's clutch. How about Detroit stopping the third down? They rank 11th. So they're okay at it. They're okay at stopping you. You're great at not being stopped. Keep drives alive here. Grind it out with Javonte, who will hit 1,000 yards tonight. That's quite something. And it should be noted, I'll make this point a couple times tonight, that it's freezing cold in Detroit. Those fans are coming inside. They're going to be warm, and they're going to be lubricated. Right? Get to that in a minute. Item three, attack Detroit's wounded secondary. Kirby Joseph out. Brian Branch is playing, but he's wobbly. They got another starting corner on IR. They got a couple other starting cornerbacks who aren't very good. CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, post-Thanksgiving feast. Detroit's defense ranks 17th in passing yards allowed per game. They give up passing yardage, even when they have their healthy guys. Pickens, Lamb, Ferguson on seam routes. Give me Cavante underneath in space. And let's go attack a very weak link in the Lions defense in their wounded secondary. Item four. Yes, Alan, everybody is signing up for CowboysRoundtable.com. Don't be the last one over there, Alan. Come on. Seize the early momentum and freeze them out. I think their fans, I think fans in Detroit are a little nervous. They are stumbling here. They expected more here. The team in Detroit will try to start the thing on fire, obviously. And the fans want to help them do that. If you could take that away, it's indoors. It's going to be loud. It's cold outside. Let's get lubricated inside. If you could take that away, you really do. You take away a big home field advantage. Tony Romo mentioned this the other day on the broadcast. The point about playoffs at home, the noise, the noise control that you have when you're a home team in the playoffs. Marika, why are Pickens and Lamb the only ones being talked about? Well, not on this show, because you just heard me mention the who's who. And item five. Red zone dominance, no more yuck. A.B. Clark, stop saying lubricated. I'm sorry. More red zone dominance, no more yuck. Obviously, and you know who does it every game that I've been to for the last however many years, Clarence Hill, my friend, who kind of took over for me at Star Telegram, every year he'll say, when a team kicks a field goal, he'll say, you're going to have to get touchdowns, not field goals. I know, Clarence. Touchdowns are worth 6-7. 6-7. Field goals are worth 3. So, yes. The former is preferred. The Lions go for it on fourth down, like a lot. That's one of their things. And with Dan Campbell at the helm, and now he's the play caller, it could be a wild arse circus with him. Cowboys are 13th in red zone trips, ending in touchdowns. Lions defense 27th in stopping them. When teams get in the red zone against Dallas, you're the second worst in the league. And Detroit is top 10 when they get in the red zone on offense. Having said all of that, you better balance out the red zone stuff. It's critical here. Dak Prescott, by and large, by the way, has been extremely clutch in that circumstance too. By and large. It's got to happen tonight. Having said all that, Detroit secondary wounded. Offensive line wounded. St. Brown, playing on 1.5 legs. All those things help, as I said this morning, the timing of the advantage that you have. You're a 3-point underdog, but I have predicted Cowboys 30, Lions 27, and even with Amon-Ra playing, I'm sticking with it. If the Cowboys can get passing grades in these fish five categories, I have them recording a fourth straight win and a playoff chasing jump to 7-5-1 and a 30-27 victory. We will have a post-game show tonight. We're up all night here on the Cowboys Fish Report. Substack, of course. And yes, we have built ourselves a new castle, a magnificent new castle. And it's called CowboysRoundtable.com. And you get a chair at the table. We'll see you throughout the night there and later tonight here on the Fish Report. Enjoy the game. I know you're nervous. It's fun nervous, though, isn't it? Fish out.